health at the speed of sound. You're listening to Health Radio. Choose for Health, the chewable dietary supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Hey, millions of men are taking erectile dysfunction medications, but how safe are they? Today, Dr. Friedman will be discussing this topic and offering some advice on natural, drug-free remedies to help improve men's libido, including diet and nutrition. Dr. Friedman, are there any lifestyle changes that men can start embracing to help increase their sex drive?
Yes, actually, that's a topic rarely talked about, so I'm glad you started with that. For that answer, let's just look at the anatomy. Females' ovaries, they're inside their body, but men, they have their reproductive counterparts, their testicles, hanging outside. And there's a reason for that. See, sperm cannot grow at warm temperatures. So the testicles hang outside the body to keep them cooler. So men out there, if you come home from work each day, you're tired and you jump into that 104-degree hot tub or sauna, this lowers your sperm count, and that also lowers your sex drive. And if you spend 3 hours per week riding a bike, studies show that that can cause infertility because, see, what happens is those seats create friction in the groin area, and that increases scrotal temperature, decreases your sex drive, decreases your sperm count. If you use a laptop on your lap, that also creates heat in the groin area and destroys sperm count and libido. And lastly, if you're wearing underwear that's too tight, that is a culprit, so go with the boxers.
Well, that's great advice, Dr. Friedman. And at home, I like that you mentioned about the laptop, because that's something men don't typically think about. But you see them with their laptops on there all the time.
Right. Creates heat. And as we talked about, that's an electromagnetic wave right there by the groin area. That's not safe. You don't want to have all that electromagnetic waves there either for other reasons. But the heat, what we're talking about today, definitely is a culprit of warming up the testicles, decreasing your sex drive.
And other things they can do at home, not wear the tight underwear, you said?
Right. Also, well, think about this. So we've talked about heat destroying sperm count. So obviously, opposite would increase it. So men, when you come home from work and you sit on that couch with your cold beer or soda, place that cold can or bottle between your legs or use an ice pack. Now, not directly on the scrotum. That's a little bit of freezer burn there, but just over your pants. Just cool down that area, because what it does, it immediately starts to increase your sperm count. And remember, when sperm count increases, your body sends signals to the brain, hey, I want to have sex. It increases your libido.
And that's good advice for anyone working on fertility, too, Dr. Friedman.
Oh, definitely. And something people don't realize that, you know, if you're trying to have a baby, that could be a culprit right there.
Wow.
If you're riding a bike 10 hours a week, you've got to look into that. There's things you've got to do to cool down that area.
Well, that is some cool advice, Dr. Friedman. Before we go to natural alternatives to increase men's libido, what's your opinion on the erectile drugs on the market? Mike Ditka and those guys are all promoting these different drugs.
Oh, it's amazing. Over 100 million men are using erectile dysfunction drugs, and there's really three that have been approved by the FDA. You've got Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. And somebody told me they call it Cialis because when he takes it, he says, I got to go see Alice. But unfortunately, here's the problem. These drugs can lead to serious side effects, one being ischemic optic neuropathy, which is a decreased blood flow to the optic nerve. And you know what this does? It results in blindness to some people. Some other effects include headaches, dizziness, ringing of the ears, urinary tract infections. But Melanie, here's the scary part. Research shows 2.3 million drugs for erectile dysfunction are sold monthly over the internet without prescription, and 44% of these are unregulated counterfeits, which, as you can imagine, offer even worse side effects.
Wow, that's very scary.
It's scary, because who knows what you're buying, but people are a little embarrassed to go to their doc, they're embarrassed to go to the pharmacy, so they want to buy it over the internet. It's safer, it's more discreet, and they're buying counterfeits.
And why do the warning on these drug states, if you have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, seek help from a doctor?
Well, actually, it's interesting. When my friend saw that warning for the first time, he said, you know, if I have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, I'm calling a nurse, not a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, women don't want that either, let me tell
no.
you. Right now.
Actually, the spongy tissue along the length of the penis fills with blood, and then the veins leaving the penis constrict. So in a nutshell, no pun intended there, Melanie, blood can get in.
Yes, there was.
But there was. Blood can get actually in, but it can't get out. And a condition, I know that sounds a bit like one of those old roach motels. motel commercials, but it's quite serious. If an erection lasts too long, it can damage the tissue.
Yikes. Now, so what are some things men can add to their diet? You know, because libido is also, well, it's also mental, Dr. Friedman. It is also mental, but it is also nutritional. What could I feed my husband to help raise up his libido there?
Best thing are foods that are high in zinc because they increase sperm count. I know we've all heard that oysters increase, you know, the sex drive. That's not a wives' tale. That's actually true. Peanuts, cashews, and figs are a great thing to add to the diet. We talked about figs in the Nature's Perfect Pharmacy because they hang in twos and they have seeds, and it's actually been shown that it actually supports the sperm motility and actually increases the surplus. And for a longer-lasting erection, you want foods that are high in L-arginine. The British Medical Journal did a really neat double-blind study on this amino acid, and what they showed is it improved erections versus the placebo group, and you can find L-arginine foods, tuna, lobster, salmon, shrimp, also farm-raised chicken is another great source of L-arginine.
Wow, that, you know, because you hear about oysters and you hear about these things. So it really is true. If you do the oysters thing, it can help with a couple, you know, having a nice night.
Oh, definitely. Definitely increases the zinc, and it's a very good food for that. Of course, you want to do them steamed. Don't do them raw because that gets you in a little danger zone there.
Now, what about things that can have an adverse effect on your libido?
Meaning what, things to watch out for?
Yeah. Foods that are going to, like fried foods or things like that?
Fried foods. Caffeine is one. If you do too much caffeine, processed foods, as you mentioned, fried foods you want to cut back on. Things that really make your body have a quick high and then a quick low, watch out for those. And those are a lot of the sugars and the cakes and ice creams, and that gives you a really high, but then you're just, but you have hours of a crash. So you want to watch out for a lot of sugary foods.
Well, you know, the caffeine, that's an interesting one because a lot of people think it's just the opposite because it wakes you up and it perks you up. So they just want to know if, you know, caffeine is going to be one of those things.
Yeah, but too much caffeine has actually been shown to decrease sperm count, so you don't want to do too much caffeine. Again, in small increments, it does help your energy, your focus, but studies have showed too much caffeine, it wears out your adrenals, and when your adrenals are shot, you have just no energy to do anything, let alone have sex.
Wow, you know, and at that, as Dr. Ramin said, and I think even Dr. Herbenick said about the male enhancement, a lot of men, Dr. Friedman, think that bigger is better, don't they?
They do.
And so what do we, you know, what do we want to tell those men?
Well, you know, it's, as they mentioned, between what, 4 and 6 inches is average. So, you know, it's an old wives' tale that you need bigger. So, you know, if that's an issue and you see these commercials saying, oh, you know, size matters. No, the average American is not what you see in these commercials. It's all propaganda.
So there's two things I want to get to today. What about alcohol?
Well, alcohol, it's a good question. Alcohol definitely plays a role in helping both men and women to loosen up before sex being less inhibited, but after the alcohol affects the sex a little bit different. For men, alcohol consumption has been shown to inhibit testosterone production in the testes, and we all know testosterone is critical for libido and arousal. Alcohol tends to decrease men's sexual performance, making it more difficult to attain orgasm. However, for females, alcohol does the opposite. It increases sexual arousal and desire, but going overboard can lead to inability to climax. So women have a higher percentage of body fat and less fat in their bodies, so alcohol is processed differently. So to answer your question, decreases men's performance, but in moderation stimulates a woman's performance and overall pleasure.
And what about herbs, Dr. Friedman? Are there some natural herbal supplements to help improve libido?
Oh, yeah, I'll share a few. The fo tea root is also known as Hoshi Wu. It's a very popular youth tonic in Asia. Well-known, not very well-known here in the United States yet, but it's getting there. It's been shown to increase longevity and stamina. There's something called maca, which is known as Peru's natural Viagra. It's a vegetable plant. Looks similar to a radish or a turnip. Well-known fertility enhancer. Panax ginseng, used for centuries in China as an aphrodisiac. Also used by athletes to increase stamina and endurance. And, you know, you want that when you're having sex. Last one, horny goat weed.
I knew you were going to. I was going to ask you about it because there's the name right there.
Yeah, it increases levels of nitric acid in the body, allowing more blood flow to the penis. So it actually helps promote sexual desire. Horny goat weed, the name says it all.
It sure does say it all. And what a great show we had today, Dr. Friedman. Don't you think we gave some great information?
Great info. Hopefully a lot of men listen to that and say, all right, I don't have a problem. Just got to worry about my diet and change my lifestyle a little bit. And I don't have to all do the alternative and go with these drugs. There is alternatives.
Well, there are alternatives. And just to remind all the ladies listening to this show today, get your husbands checked out. Make sure they see their urologists and take these natural supplements and do as Dr. Friedman advises, because they'll have a healthier lifestyle and a better sex life. Remember, you can podcast these shows at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, and we're always around 24/7. You can go there and get some information and keep those emails coming to askthedoctor@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. For me, Melanie Cole, and Dr. David Friedman, have a great day.